Dear Savior, thou art mine. How sweet this thought to me. Let me repeat thy name and lift my heart to thee. Mine, 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 I know. If you know that's true, there's probably nothing greater. Nothing greater. I am His and He is mine. Praise the Lord. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. We are His. He is ours. How wonderful belonging to the great God that made heaven and earth, the great Savior who redeemed His people, bought us with His own precious blood, made us His very own possession. So He made us and He bought us and we are His. And how wonderful it is to know that we belong to Him and He belongs to us. We can bow before Him as Thomas did that Sunday after Easter. My Lord and my God. We can acknowledge that fact and worship Him with all our hearts. Dear Savior, You are ours. We are Yours. And we thank You that as the people of God, we can gather together on the Lord's Day, this day that is Your day, and give You our hearts, our affection, our attention, our adoration in full, Lord. And we pray that You'll take us. Take us as we are. We come to You, Lord, and pray that You'll bless this day here in this place and have Your full way, Lord. We're here for You. We want to serve You with gladness, with all of our hearts to open wide and present ourselves to You. We pray that You will help us to touch You, help us to see You, help us to hear You, help us to respond to You with wide open hearts, Lord. We know that Your heart is open to us. And so on this day, Lord, we believe that this is a meeting not just of Your people, coming together one with another, but in addition, we've come together unto You, Lord. We are meeting You. We are touching You, Lord. And we just pray that you will come and meet every one of us and be glorified. Let God be magnified in Pilgrim Camp today, in his work that is done in each heart, Lord. Carry forward your work today in us and among us, we pray, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. In the camp songbooks, it's number 85. I'd like to sing with you yet. 85, my tongue will never cease to praise Jehovah. Now, we have a little arrangement. It's really not too difficult, but this is the way we always do it. At the very end of the third verse, we go back and sing, his promises will not fail, and, oh, praise the name of the Lord. And I don't know, that just happened also. And we most often, almost always do that at home. I like the way it ends when we do it that way. So we'll try it here too. 85. Precious to our sister Antia, and I like what I heard from her. Just makes you want to have more children and send them to Sister Antia, right? Well, maybe not. But I like one thing too, that she said she has great expectation, not just for the cottage children, but for all of us. God wants us to have great expectations toward Him. And in these days, He wants to fulfill those desires and expectations as we give ourselves, as we present ourselves to Him.